BBC News with Sue Montgomery. A Brazilian Supreme Court judge has ordered the immediate suspension of X in the country after the social media giant failed to meet a deadline to appoint a legal representative. Judge Alexandre de Moraes ruled that users' access to X should be blocked until it complied with all court orders and paid existing fines. In a series of posts, X's billionaire owner Elon Musk called the judge an evil dictator. With more, here's Luis Fajardo.
X had refused a previous order by the Brazilian judiciary to appoint a legal representative in the company. This is because X said that if their employee in Brazil could be subject to other kinds of legal penalties. And the origin of the dispute is in decisions by the judiciary ordering X to suspend accounts which were said to be distributing disinformation, false information. Many of these accounts were associated with followers of the former right-wing president Jair Bolsonaro.
Officials in Ukraine's second-largest city, Kharkiv, say at least 7 people have been killed and dozens injured in Russian strikes. A 14-year-old girl in a playground was among the dead. People in a multi-story residential building were also killed. A Ukrainian MP, Maria Mezentseva, says this may amount to a war crime.
Russia yet again targeted specifically a residential area. 4 peaceful neighborhood districts which have nothing to do with military or soldiers or weaponry production. So this is a mass war crime. Our prosecutor on the ground registered it as a mass war crime.
Allies of a prominent member of the opposition in Belarus say she is being subjected to slow murder in jail. Maria Kolyesnikova was jailed for 11 years in 2021 after she led large-scale street protests over the re-election of the Belarusian leader Alexander Lukashenko, which was widely considered to have been rigged. Grant Ferret reports.
Maria Kolyesnikova was one of 3 women at the forefront of the opposition to Mr. Lukashenko in the turbulent months after the election of 2020. She refused to be thrown out of the country, tearing up her passport after being dumped at the border. She's been detained ever since, largely in isolation. Her colleague, the exiled opposition leader Svetlana Tikhanovskaya, said Ms. Kolyesnikova now weighs only 45 kilos.
Electricity has been returned to parts of Venezuela after a near nationwide blackout on Friday, which the government blamed on sabotage. The outage affected the capital, Caracas, and 24 states across the country. World News from the BBC. The Portuguese government has declared that Saturday will be a day of national mourning after at least 4 people were killed when a helicopter crashed while returning from a firefighting mission. The aircraft was carrying specialists from the Emergency Protection and Relief Unit in the north of the country when it plunged into a river. One person is still missing. The pilot survived and is being treated in hospital. A US-based aid group says 4 Palestinians accompanying one of its convoys in Gaza on Thursday were killed by an Israeli airstrike. The Anera convoy had been carrying food and fuel to the Emirati Red Crescent Hospital. The Israeli military insists that they targeted the vehicle because the 4 men, who were not Anera staff, were armed. The military leader of Gabon, General Brice Oligui Nguema, has overseen events to mark a year since his military coup brought an end to the 55-year rule by presidents from the Bongo family. These included a military parade in the capital. General Nguema has promised to hand power back to civilians next year. A new study has found that marmoset monkeys use unique calls to address one another, similar to how humans call each other by name. They're the first non-human primates known to do so. Wendy Urquhart has more.
Marmoset monkeys, they're only 8 centimetres long, feed on insects, fruit, sap and gum, and these super cute little bundles of fur are native to Bolivia, Brazil, Colombia, Ecuador, Paraguay and Peru. Marmosets are the only primates to use names for each other, which is really useful in the rainforest. Not only can they let each other know where they are, they also know who they're talking to and can call for help if they need to.
BBC News.